Stay tuned for Connect the Dots and Virtual Soundscapes. Have a great night.
We are proud. Proud to serve. To serve our country. To serve our local communities. To wear the uniform. To be a soldier. To serve abroad when and where duty calls. We are ready to stand with our brothers and sisters to defend, to serve, to fight. We are always ready. We are always there. We are the New York Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the New York Army National Guard.
Radio Catskill and StoryCorps invite you to have a conversation with One Small Step, bringing people with different political beliefs together to simply talk about their lives. Apply today at WJFFradio.org.
WJFF Jeffersonville. From river to river, mountain to mountain, we are Radio Catskill.
Hello and welcome to Connect the Dots on WJFF Radio Catskill. I'm David, your host, and this is the freeform show where each song leads to the next via some musical connection. Tonight's show will be just about equally split between music from France and Jamaica, and we'll hear a collaboration of artists from both countries, plus a curveball or two along the way. So we'll start in France and focus on the work of the singer, songwriter, actor, and Lothario Serge Gainsbourg, who carved out a unique musical world over his career that is hard to both categorize or duplicate. He tended to favor a vocal style that might be called ASMR now, and he always seemed to have muses, such as the actresses Brigitte Bardot and Anna Karina, and the singer Petula Clark, who is best known for the classic 1964 pop song Downtown. He is also, of course, the father of the actress and songwriter Charlotte Gainsbourg. So he also wrote many songs for a singer named France Gall in the mid to late 60s, and we're going to start with one from her. You may recognize the English version of this song from the closing credits of Quentin Tarantino's film Death Proof. This one's called Laissez tomber les filles, and apologies to any French speakers out there.
Une nuit que j'étais à me morfondre dans quelques pubs anglais du cœur de Londres, parcourant l'amour monstre de mon Wells me vint une vision dans l'eau de Sels. Médailles d'impérator font briller à sa taille le bronze et l'or. Le platine lui grave d'un cercle froid la marque des esclaves à chaque doigt. En haut des cuisses, elle est beauté, et c'est comme un calice à sa beauté. Elle ne porte rien d'autre qu'un peu d'essence de guerlain dans les cheveux. Clochette d'argent de ses paniers, achetant ses grelots, elle avança et prononça ce mot. qu'à part moi-même, personne n'a jamais pris dans ses bras. Ça vous étonne, mais c'est comme ça. Elle avait de l'amour pour vous.
Melody Nelson.
Mais elle en avait des tonnes. Mais ses jours étaient comptés. 14 automnes. Un petit animal. Que ça.
Melody Nelson.
Une adorable garçonne. Et si délicieux enfant que je n'ai connu qu'un instant.
You.
Tu m'en auras fait faire des conneries. Dada sur mon dos. Oh, mélodie, l'amour, tu ne sais pas ce que c'est. Tu me l'as dit, mais tout ce que tu dis est-il vrai?
I'm like a walking razor. Don't you watch my size. I'm dangerous. Dangerous. If you are a bully, treat me good. If you are a bully, I beg you, treat me good. I'm like a stepping razor. Don't you watch my size. I'm dangerous. Dangerous. I'm like a stepping razor. Don't you watch my size.
Bye.
Peter Tosh with Stepping Razor. The French artist Serge Gainsbourg was the focus of the first half of the show, and I started off with a song he wrote for the singer France Gall called Laissez Tomber les Filles, which was released as a single in 1964. After that was the track Initials BB from Serge Gainsbourg's 1968 solo album of the same name, with those initials standing for Brigitte Bardot, with whom Gainsbourg had a brief relationship and musical collaboration. Then we moved on to a few songs by Serge and maybe his best-known relationship, this one with the British-born actress and singer Jane Birkin, who is the mother of Charlotte Gainsbourg. First up was Ballade de Melodie Nelson from Serge's 1971 concept album of sorts called Histoire de Melodie Nelson. And after that was the track Jane B from the 1969 collaborative album called Jane Birkin and Serge Gainsbourg. And then third, I went back to the Melodie Nelson album with the track Ah Melody. Gainsbourg was recording in both France and England at the time, and he often had on board some of the heaviest session players and arrangers from London on his sessions. And then we jump to 1973 for Jane Birkin's first official solo album and heard the song Kawasaki. And Serge Gainsbourg either wrote or co-wrote all of the songs on that album. So throughout his career, Gainsbourg did a lot of hopping between styles. He was writing pop songs in the 60s, but his early solo material was often in a kind of lounge jazz style. And he also made records that incorporated African percussion and Latin instrumentation and arrangements. He also took a big leap in the late 70s and made a couple pretty straight-ahead reggae records, and we heard one of those tracks next. It was Daisy Temple from his 1979 album, Aux Armes et Quetra. And that album featured some of Jamaica's best backing musicians, including Rita Marley, who was married to Bob, as well as the soon-to-be legendary rhythm section of Sly and Robbie on drums and bass. And so then we heard Sly and Robbie backing Peter Tosh to close out the set with the song Stepping Razor from his 1977 album Equal Rights. And we'll keep hanging with some more Sly and Robbie right after this short break.
So what do the pandemic and the climate crisis have in common? It's a mindset.
They require us to take strong action without being able to control the outcome.
I'm Manoush Zomorodi. Re-energizing the fight against the climate crisis. That's next time on the TED Radio Hour from NPR.
Wednesday afternoon at 2 on Radio Catskill.
Hey everybody, this is Jeff Loeffler of The Deep End, and you can join me each and every Friday night from 10 to midnight as I explore the deep end of the catalogs of bands maybe you know, maybe you don't know. You'll hear some Rolling Stones, Grateful Dead, Government Mule, right alongside bands like The Electric Peanut Butter Conspiracy, Kula Shaker, and Supergrass. That's The Deep End each and every Friday night from 10 to midnight right here on Radio Catskill.
Welcome back to Connect the Dots. We're going to keep going with some more tracks featuring the drummer Sly Dunbar and the bassist Robbie Shakespeare, a.k.a. Sly and Robbie, for the back half of the show. First up will be Black Uhuru with Shine Eye Gal.
Bye. Shine. drunk, but I don't know, I wasn't there. I was visiting a friend in jail. They sang Danny Boy at the funeral and the Lord's Prayer. The preacher talk about Christ's betrayal. Like the earth just opened and swallowed him up. Then he reached too high and tumbled back to the ground. You know what they say about being nice to the right people on the way up. Sooner or later you're gonna meet them coming down. Well, ain't no going back, ain't no going back. When the foot of pride come down, ain't no going back. He had a brother named Paul. You can find him at the Cafe Royale, where Miss Trixie plays and the reviews are mixed. He's on the borderline, says revenge is mine, but it drinks and drinks can be fixed. Sing me one more song about whiskey heaven and your old cold-blooded love affair with Errol Flynn. In these times of compassion, where conformity is in fashion, say one more stupid thing to me before the final nail's driven in. The slave trade bloomed at the Morning Star Ballroom, where a tired businessman named Red infects everyone he touched. He gives money to the church, foundations for research. He's not somebody you can play around with much. There's Miss Rosetta Black, if you're on the deep side of the track. She's rough to look at, but she's so feed your cooking up bread, spice buns in bed, and forget everything you said. You won't have to worry about sleeping with your face in the bed. Tell you some secret things you think may open some doors. How to enter in the bloody gates of paradise? No. How to go crazy from a carrying a burden that's never meant to be yours. From them stage, some sucker will be doing the bumps and the grinds. A whore will pass the head, collect $100,000 and say thanks. They like to take all his money from sin, build big prisons to do experiments in. They can ring your bell and show you how to hone your tongue. They don't come to party, man. They kill babies in the crib and say, oh, need a good die young. They don't believe in mercy. Judgment on them is something you'll never see. Turn you into the devil's daughter. Or lead you straight into the valley of slaughter. And you'll still be thinking that you're the same person you used to be. Yeah, but there ain't no going back. When that foot of pride come down, ain't no going back. Yes, I love him too. I can still see him in my mind, climbing up that hill. Hope he made it to the top, but he probably didn't and had to stop. Anyway, it don't matter, and it never will. Ain't nothing left here, partner, just a dust of fools that have left their mark in space. From now on, this'll be where you're from. Let the dead bury the dead, your time will come. Feel that hot iron glowing as you raise the shades.
Okay, that was the Viceroys with the 1980 single, Heart Made of Stone. And the whole back half of the show tonight featured the rhythm section and production duo, Sly and Robbie, and here's what you heard. First up was Black Uhuru with Shine Eye Gal from their 1983 album, Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. And that track also features Keith Richards on guitar. After that was Bob Dylan with Foot of Pride, an outtake from his 1983 album, Infidels, which was an ambitious collaboration with Mark Knopfler from Dire Straits, Mick Taylor, formerly of the Rolling Stones, Benmott Tench from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, and Sly and Robbie. That slightly unhinged version comes from Volume 16 of Dylan's bootleg series that was released in 2021. Then it was back to some more classic reggae with Gregory Isaacs and the track Going Downtown, off of his 1979 album Soon Forward. And then it was the vocal group The Viceroys with Heart Made of Stone. So to close out the show, I've got one more track featuring Sly and Robbie. This is by the reggae group Culture, and it's called Pirate Days. Okay, thanks for listening. A reminder, if you ever want to reach out to me, you can get me at connectthedots@gmail.com. And thank you, as always, for supporting WJFF Radio Catskill.
Peace was in the garden before the pirates came in. in the garden before the pirates came in. But when he harawaks, he harawaks, he harawaks was here first. Chant it out. He harawaks, he harawaks, he harawaks was here first. Hey. Pirates came and saw this nation clean. Saw our kitchen garden green. When the Arawaks, the Arawaks, the Arawaks was here first. Tell them who was here. The Arawaks, the Arawaks, the Arawaks was here first.
Now people, let me ask you a question. How long do you believe slavery continue?
Tell them.
300 years, 300 years, black man.
Tell them again.
300 years, 300 years, black man.
This garden was beautiful when
the Arawak, the Arawak, the Arawak was here first.
Chant it out loud and clear.
The Arawak, the Arawak, the Arawak was here first.
I want the teachers tell it to the children.
The Arawak.
Support comes from Jeff Bank, Sullivan County's community bank, celebrating 110 years of service this year. Offering deposit and loan products for all your banking needs. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. National Mortgage Licensing System and Registry Identification Number 405318. Jeff Bank, still banking strong. And support comes from listeners like you who donate at WJFFradio.org.
The fight against disinformation is more complicated than ever. And in a record year for elections around the world, it's never been more important. I'm Miles Parks. I cover voting and election security for NPR. At NPR and this station, we report rigorously on the forces trying to disrupt democracy and provide your community with reliable information. This election year, stand with the facts. Donate to this station today.
Give now at WJFFradio.org.